This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the Talkin' Texas Rangers podcast, where we dive into the latest rumors and news surrounding Texas Rangers baseball.
Opening day is still a little over 5 weeks away. Spring training games have gotten underway. And it was announced that Dane Dunning was the opening starter of the Cactus League schedule for Texas when they took on the Kansas City Royals. The opening day starter will not be announced for another 3 to 4 weeks. Dunning gets the start, indicating that he could be in the running for that start against the Chicago Cubs. And we have three reasons why starting Dunning that night might be the right idea for Bochy and the team. Number one, you got Dunning's durability in 2023. Texas suffered a number of pitching injuries throughout the 2023 season. DeGrom and his Tommy John, Nathan Eovaldi's right forearm strain, John Gray and his injuries, and Max Scherzer's back injury. Dunning, though, did not miss any time for Texas Rangers in 2023. He started the season in the bullpen, moved into the rotation when DeGrom went down, and then finished the season in the pen again after Texas acquired Scherzer and Montgomery. Dunning did all of this coming off of hip surgery he had at the end of the 2022 season. He pitched in 35 games and made 26 starts. He threw 172 and two-thirds innings in 2023, which is a career high for the right-hander. He was someone that Bochy could count on to give the Rangers a length in games and quality. Dunning in 2023 had 12 quality starts among his 26 total starts. A quality start is defined as 6 innings or more with 3 runs or fewer allowed. Dunning was regularly making starts of 5 or more innings as well. Bochy will know that if Dunning is the opening day starter, that he will give the Rangers a length and give them a chance to win. Dunning in 2023 did get 12 wins, which tied with Nathan Eovaldi for the team high in wins. Number 2, Dunning is the longest tenured Texas Ranger in the rotation. Texas traded Lance Lynn to Chicago after the 2020 season in exchange for Dunning. He's been here for the 102 loss season in 2021 and the 94 loss season in 2022. He was around for the Chris Woodward era and is now playing under Bruce Bochy. He was there for the dark days when Texas was trading away stars like Kyle Gibson and Joey Gallo. He has held on to his spot on the roster from the rebuilding years into the year's contention. Dunning never lost faith in himself or the team. He rehabbed from a hip injury and returned to have the best season of his career. Now he has seen the team come out of the other end and even win a surprising World Series championship in 2023. Now with the departure of Martin Perez, Dunning is the longest tenured Texas Ranger in the rotation. He is among the longest tenured Rangers on the team, surpassed only by Jose Leclerc and Jonathan Hernandez on the pitching staff. That time of service to this organization would be a reason to give Dunning the opening day nod. And of course, number 3, Dunning was the MVP of the pitching staff last season. Each manager has their own decision-making process when it comes to opening day. Some managers will tap the ace of their staff and call it a day. Some will go with whoever was the best pitcher in the previous season. Some will go with the big free agent signing. Bochy last year went with DeGrom. He mentioned at the time he had given strong consideration to Martin Perez. He wanted to reward Perez for how he pitched in 2022. In the end, DeGrom was healthy, and that is who he went with. Dunning is not Texas's best starter that is available. That honor would go to Nathan Eovaldi. Dunning was the most important pitcher on the entire staff for Texas throughout the past season. He was an excellent long man throughout April. He had a 1.77 ERA pitching out of the pen in the season's first month. He then shifted to the rotation when DeGrom was hurt. His pitching continued as he had a 2.28 ERA in May. As the season went along, he increased his strikeouts per 9 innings from April to the end of the season. He had a 4.9 strikeouts per 9 in April, and in August, he increased that to 11.5. He then was a solid option throughout the postseason. He made 5 appearances and did not allow a run in 3 of them. It could be an unorthodox option if Bochy chooses to go with Dunning on opening day, but it should not be surprising either. These reasons and more means Bochy can reward Dunning with that honor. For now, Dunning will be just given the Cactus League opening day start. As we saw, he pitched just a few innings and called it a day, as he continued his work to get ready for the upcoming season. Let us know in the comment section below who you think should be the starter for opening day. And now we're going to talk about a rather interesting topic. 4 jersey sponsors that the Rangers could add to their jerseys in 2024. Jersey sponsors are a big thing in the NHL and NBA right now. Big companies are paying sports franchises top dollar to include their logo on their jerseys. With leagues like the NHL and the NBA allowing sponsors to be included on the uniforms and equipment, it's surprising it hasn't moved to the MLB. The Royals announced that they will have a Quick Trip logo patch on their jerseys for the upcoming season. It's only a matter of time before the Texas Rangers add one to their jerseys. Their new partner, American Airlines, could be their jersey sponsor this season. But we're going to look at 4 companies that might be on the side of a Rangers uniform. Starting off with 7-Eleven. With the 7-Eleven pop-up store right outside Globe Life Field, 7-Eleven could have their logo on the jerseys. The Dallas Stars currently have a 7-Eleven logo on the side of their helmets. With how well it's going with the Stars, don't be surprised if they add one to baseball jerseys. While there are many other companies in Texas the Rangers might go with first, don't be surprised if 7-Eleven ends up on a jersey in the future. Next, Buc-ee's. Even though they have locations out of the state now, Buc-ee's would be a wonderful sponsor for the Rangers. Even though 7-Eleven might have an issue with it since they are currently a sponsor, this would be the most Texan thing to do. The Rangers could even have a Beaver Nuggets toss in between innings. This would go viral on Twitter if the Rangers decided to add Buc-ee's to their jersey. Next up, Capital One. Capital One has a big office in Dallas and could get into conversations on being a jersey sponsor. They wouldn't be the first bank to end up on the sleeve of a baseball jersey, as several other teams have added financial institutions to their sleeves. However, they would be the first big-name bank to have their name on a jersey. It's an outside-of-the-box sponsor for a team like the Rangers, but money talks. And finally, AT&T. The last company that could be on the sleeve of Rangers jerseys is AT&T. They already have the naming rights at the Cowboys Stadium right next door. What's stopping them from purchasing the right to have their logo on the jersey? The Rangers might be in discussion with a company for this season. Don't be shocked if it was AT&T, considering the history with the Cowboys right next door. It will be interesting to see what happens with the Rangers adding a jersey sponsor patch to their uniforms. This has been very successful in the NBA and NHL, and half of baseball has a patch on their jerseys. I wouldn't be surprised if American Airlines is the sponsor patch this year with their recent agreement. If the Rangers decide to add a jersey sponsor, it would be announced right before the season starts. And now on to our next topic, our opening day roster projection. The full squad has arrived and spring training games have started, and we're going to project who among this group will break with the team and start the season in Arlington. Pitchers and catchers have reported, and the full squad has arrived. It's been an eventful few weeks at camp. Josh Jung, reported. Took in a workout, but then injured his calf. He had an MRI done, and he will be missing at least 2 to 3 weeks, and will be re-examined at that time. The entire left side of the Texas Rangers infield will be out of action, as Corey Seager is still recovering from his hernia surgery. They should be ready for opening day. Jack Leiter announced he has graduated from Vanderbilt. Wyatt Langford reported to camp and will be given an opportunity to make the team. Justin Foscue is taking ground balls at first. Marcus Semien is ready to play in all 162 games, hopefully more, again. The full squad is in Surprise, Arizona, and spring training games have begun. So let's take a look at the players in camp who will be on the opening day roster when the Rangers take on the Cubs in Arlington. Starting off at catcher, Jonah Heim. Heim comes to camp healthy and ready to take the next step in his career. He's ready to prove the doubters wrong. In an MLB Network catcher's ranking in January, Heim was not listed as a top 10 catcher despite starting the All-Star game in 2023, winning a Gold Glove at catcher, and finishing as the second team All-MLB at catcher. Heim has already accomplished so much and yet still has something to prove. He will be starting at catcher on opening day. Then we move to first base with Nathaniel Lowe. Lowe won the Silver Slugger in 2022 and a Gold Glove award the following season. In 2024, he will be trying to combine solid offensive production with continued stellar defense at first base. If he can do that, he will become the best first baseman in the AL, if not all of Major League Baseball. This will be season number 4 starting at first base for the Rangers. He has seen Texas go from 100 losses to World Series champion in just a short time. He will be manning the corner position on opening day. Then at second base, we got Marcus Semien. The Texas Rangers Ironman reported to camp, has taken in a few games, and enters this season as a World Series champion for the very first time. His ninth inning two-run home run in Game 5 of the World Series put the exclamation point on the championship. Semien finished third in MVP voting in 2023, started the All-Star game, and won the Silver Slugger Award. It was a great second season in Arlington for Semien. He will be starting at second base on opening day, and hopefully every day after that in 2024. And at shortstop, Corey Seager. Seager is continuing to recover from his sports hernia surgery that he underwent back in January, and should hopefully be on the field in games by the back half of the spring training schedule. If that does happen, then Seager will be able to suit up on opening day. The MVP runner-up in 2023 has now become one of the favorites for the award now that Ohtani has moved to the LA Dodgers in the National League. If Seager can stay relatively healthy and put together a strong season, the MVP award will be within reach for the superstar shortstop and reigning World Series MVP. He will be the starting shortstop on opening day. Third base, Josh Jung. This was looking like a slam dunk until his calf injury in his first workout. They said he should just miss 2 to 3 weeks, and if that is the case, then he will be on the field in games around the same time Seager is returning to action. Calf injuries can be pretty tricky, and Texas has to hope that there is not setbacks in his recovery. If so, then it is a toss-up between Ezekiel Duran, Josh Smith, or Justin Foscue over who will play third on opening day. At this point, I would expect Young to recover and to run out there on opening day. Now at left field, we have Evan Carter. The little savior, as he was called last season, reported to camp. He put in some workout time over the offseason, is now at a solid 192 pounds after playing the postseason at 175. He's now entering his first full season and is the no-doubt starter in left field. He was amazing last October and is now hoping to follow that up with a potential Rookie of the Year award campaign. The one thing to watch for this spring training is how he performs against left-handed pitching. That was the one negative about his time in the majors, was the lack of production against lefties. If Carter emerges from camp healthy, he will be the starter in left field on opening day. At center field, we'll have Leody Taveras. It may seem like Taveras has roamed center field for several seasons, but in actuality, this will be just Taveras' second opening day start. He started in 2021 and will make the start in 2024. Taveras is coming off the best season of his career. He was one of the top defensive center fielders. He set a career high with 14 home runs in 2023. Came through in several clutch situations in the playoffs. He had the RBI double in Game 2 of the ALDS against Baltimore, a solo home run off of Justin Verlander in Game 1 of the ALCS, and the walk that set up Corey Seager's game-tying home run in Game 1 of the World Series. He will be out there roaming center field on opening day. And at right field, Adolis Garcia. The newly signed right fielder now has financial security for the next two seasons. Now Garcia can just focus on the game he excels at. Garcia is the heartbeat of this team. He plays with a passion that energizes this team. When he is playing well, the team plays well. When Texas faced its low point in the ALCS, losing Game 5 dramatically, he stepped up in Game 6 and hit the grand slam that carried Texas to a Game 7. He then followed that up with a Game 7 for the ages as he was 4-5, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. He now enters 2024 as one of the more recognizable names in the game, and with a solid season, he can put his name in an MVP conversation and will be the starting right fielder for opening day. So now our opening day starting rotation. We have Nathan Eovaldi, number one, then Dunning, John Gray, Andrew Haney, and Adrian Sampson. The top four rotation is the same top four that pitched in the rotation after DeGrom went down in late April in 2023. Texas rode this top four to a 40-20 start. There may be some concerns about the depth of this rotation, but this top four is, if healthy, will win Texas a lot of games. Health has been a concern for these guys, and we are still a long way from opening day. I think the expectation is that Cody Bradford will claim the 5 spot, but I think Texas signed Sampson to compete for that spot. Sampson has been a starter, for the Cubs back in 2021 and 2022. He put solid numbers up for Chicago. In 2022, he had a 3.11 ERA in 19 starts. He missed all of 2023 with a knee injury. He's fully healthy now and has more major league starting experience than Bradford, Owen White, or Jack Leiter. Texas could opt for the more experienced starter and allow White and Leiter to start at Round Rock and be ready in case of an injury or a spot start is needed. Our opening day bullpen. We'll have Jose Leclerc at closer. Setup is David Robertson and Josh Boers. Middle relief, Kirby Yates, Brock Burtz, Jonathan Hernandez, and Diego Castillo. And long relief is Cody Bradford. It's a mixture of new and old. Jose Leclerc will continue in the closer's role that he earned at the end of 2023. David Robertson will be used in that role if Leclerc is unavailable, and Josh Boers will pitch in the 7th and 8th innings. Those three are a definite upgrade on what Texas had for a majority of the 2023 season in those roles. Yates will be in a role that Will Smith filled in 2023. He will be sometimes used in the late innings, but also used in the middle innings and swing back and forth based on the situation in the game. Excuse me. I do have Diego Castillo making the roster on opening day. He's a solid veteran who struggled last season, but does have a history of closing and being able to get ground balls. I think Bochy will call upon him in situations that he used Graham Anderson in 2023. Bradford does not win the 5th starter job, but does win a job in the bullpen. Early in the season, he could see plenty of work as Texas will take it easy with their starters. Burke and Hernandez are carryovers from 2023, but will need to have much better seasons to hold on to their jobs. And our opening day bench catcher is Andrew Andrew Kisner, and then we have Josh Smith and Ezekiel Duran. Outfield, Wyatt Langford and Travis Jankowski. I fell for the Langford hype. I went back and forth on this, but if Texas is going to carry the best 26-man roster, then Langford has to be on it. I think Langford will show himself to be one of the best outfielders in camp and make it impossible for the team to send him down. Jankowski is back as well and will play all over the field, be a late inning defensive replacement, pinch runner, and just be a glue guy for this team. Kisner will be the backup catcher and Sam Huff will be put on waivers. There just is not a role for Huff, especially if Langford makes the roster and is playing DH. Smith and Duran are back as utility infielders or potentially starters at third or short, if Young or Seager are not ready for opening day as planned. And that will be your opening bench for the 2024 Rangers. And now, just to mention some of our honorable mentions, Justin Foscue barely misses out. He will make his debut in 2024, and I have no doubts about that. Danny Duffy does not make the opening day roster, but will make an appearance for Texas at some point if he chooses to stay in the organization and report to Round Rock. Grant Anderson, Mark Church, Antoine Kelly, Owen White, and Jack Leiter will also be seen in a Rangers uniform this season, but not on opening day. And that's the first roster projections for 2024. And we'll have a version 2 of this in the coming weeks. And now on to our next topic. We're going to dive into three Rangers we'll be glad are gone in 2024, and two we wish stayed. The Texas Rangers are looking to duplicate their success from 2023 with another World Series championship. Bruce Bochy, in his first year at the helm, led the Rangers to their first ever World Series championship, and the future Hall of Famer hopes to improve his eventual standing among the greatest to ever do it by having another banner at Globe Life Park. But the Rangers have undergone a bit of a makeover this offseason. While Adolis Garcia, Corey Seager, and Marcus Semien are all back with the club in 2024, several players were lost to free agency this winter. Though not every player will be missed, there are a couple of players Ranger fans would have preferred to see return to Arlington this season. Which three players are Rangers fans glad to see go, and which two do the fanbase wish had stuck around to help the team repeat? Well, we're gonna talk about that. Ranger fans are glad to get rid of Aroldis Chapman. Chapman was one of the more polarizing pitchers Major League Baseball has ever seen. Chapman has been elite in times throughout his career, while also crumbling under the pressure in big moments. The lefty struggled during the ALDS against the Orioles last fall. Despite not allowing an earned run during the season, the flamethrower issued 4 walks in under 2 frames. Chapman was a trade acquisition midway through last season after the Southpaw inked a 1-year deal with the Royals during the 2022-2023 offseason. He looked dominant prior to the trade, but couldn't maintain it after coming to Texas. Chapman posted a 169 FIP prior to the deal and a 336 FIP after the transaction. The Southpaw didn't allow a single homer to leave the yard while pitching in Kansas City, but allowed 1.2 home runs per 9 innings after joining the Rangers. It's hard to say that Texas won't miss the high number of strikeouts that Chapman provided, but the left-hander blew 3 saves in 7 attempts and will be heading into his age 36 season. That's not good enough to justify bringing him back to Arlington in 2024. Chapman inked a $10.5 million deal with the Pirates early this offseason to make his departure official. And the Rangers can't repeat as World Series champions without Will Smith. The Rangers' chance of repeating as World Series champions took a tremendous hit this offseason after Will Smith was left in the free agency. In turn, the Royals are now locked to take home a World Championship after coming to terms with the left-handed reliever. Smith has been a member of the past 3 World Series champions. The Southpaw was in the Braves' bullpen in 2021, served as a reliever for the Astros in 2022, and of course, part of the Rangers' relief corps last season. Obviously, that's more coincidental than anything else, but if Kansas City takes home the Commissioner's Trophy in 2024, every major league team will be lining up to sign Smith next winter. Though his numbers weren't tremendous last season, having a veteran left-hander with experience closing out games and doing so in the postseason is something that can't be taken for granted. The Rangers will miss Smith more, you know, heading into the upcoming season. And Mitch Garver's bat will be difficult to replace. Mitch Garver plays a premium position, albeit sporadically, and posted 134 OPS plus last season. That's not something you replace easily. Garver signed a 2-year agreement with the Rangers' AL West foe, the Mariners, this offseason. Obviously, the Rangers have Jonah Heim taking most of the reps behind the dish, and the vacancy at DH will now allow Bochy to offer more playing time to a player like Justin Foscue, but there's no denying that Texas will miss Garver's bat in 2024. And now, this offseason, the Rangers found an upgrade over Austin Hedges. Austin Hedges is praised for his defensive skill set. It's what helped him to earn a $4 million contract with the Guardians. But outside of his 2018 season with the Padres, Hedges has been a below-average hitter. As a catcher, Hedges can get away with being a marginal hitter more than any other position. Catcher is one that will afford a player to ability to be an elite defender while also barely treading water at the plate. But Hedges needed a lifeguard to jump in and save him after posting a 27 OPS plus last season. Hedges was a trade deadline acquisition who only got into 16 games for Texas in 2024. The Rangers, however, improved their backup catcher position this offseason after signing former St. Louis Cardinals backstop Andrew Kisner to a free agent deal. Not only was he a pupil of Yadier Molina, but he also posted a 92 OPS plus last season. Parting with Robbie Grossman was a no-brainer after Evan Carter's emergence. Robbie Grossman is a fine outfielder. The veteran, who's still a free agent, had great success against left-handed pitchers in 2023. Grossman posted a 953 OPS against southpaws with 15 extra base hits and a 536 slugging percentage. But Grossman only hit 206, 304, and 329 off of right-handed hurlers, making him virtually unplayable once a left-handed starter exited the game. The Rangers also have a highly skilled young outfielder in Evan Carter, who might be the odds-on favorite to take home the AL Rookie of the Year award in 2024. After lighting the world on fire during the Rangers World Series run last season, the 21-year-old has carved out an everyday role heading into the upcoming season and made Grossman expendable. And now on to our next topic. Wyatt Langford's monster spring is putting the opening day roster pressure on the veteran Rangers. Wyatt Langford's very loud spring has him firmly in the hunt for a big league roster spot. Prospects are generally not supposed to push for big league playing time as quickly as the Rangers' Wyatt Langford. Generally speaking, guys need at least a full year, or more likely two, to get acclimated to facing pro pitching and get their feet under them. However, rules don't apply to this fourth pick in the 2023 MLB draft, as he is forcing himself into the opening day roster conversation this spring. It did not take long for Langford to reward the Rangers' faith in picking him so highly, as he posted a 157 OPS in his first 44 games as a pro and mashed his way all the way to AAA in 2023. He's continued his warpath this spring, as Langford hit 3 home runs in 2 days, which is only increasing the calls to get him on the Rangers' big league roster as soon as possible. Obviously, Langford is certainly doing his part to convince Texas to give him a shot at the opening day roster. However, if the team decides that he is ready to take that leap, that means someone is going to be out of a job. Parsing who that should be is easier than done. Easier said than done, I should say. The problem with adding Langford is that the Rangers are pretty stacked in the outfield at the moment. Evan Carter isn't going anywhere, as he's a highly touted prospect and emerging star in his own right. Adolis Garcia is obviously going to be in the lineup, although there is an argument to let him DH a good bit, given the injury issues Garcia has been dealing with. The worst hitter of the three Rangers outfielders is Leody Taveras, but he also plays center field and does so well, so moving him off the roster would be difficult. The best solution may be rotating outfielders and the Rangers' DH spot. Doing so would get Langford's bat in the lineup regularly, while allowing Texas to rest guys as needed, especially Garcia. That means the Rangers' projected fourth outfielder, Travis Jankowski, as well as DH candidate Justin Foscue, could be out of luck. If given the choice, losing Jankowski is the correct decision. While Jankowski has value as a pinch runner and as a defensive replacement, his production pales in comparison to what Langford would be able to provide. The Rangers would essentially be wasting the $1.7 million they used to sign him, but that is a drop in the bucket when it comes to payroll. As for Foscue, adding Langford would definitely complicate his path to an opening day roster spot, as his natural position is very occupied by Marcus Semien for the foreseeable future. Foscue is already on the 40-man roster, though, which is an argument to let him handle DH responsibilities, then wait on promoting Langford till later in the season. Regardless of how this all shakes out, it is clear that Langford's future is very bright, and Ranger fans should see him in the big leagues very soon. At the end of the day, there's no such thing as having too many good players. However, if you keep it raking this spring, Langford could debut even sooner than anyone originally thought. Now, of course, now we'd like to highlight our sponsor this week, which is Game Time. Looking for a spontaneous night out or a thrilling game to watch? Game Time has you covered. With just a few taps, find and secure the best last-minute tickets to the most sought-after sporting events, unforgettable concerts, and mesmerizing theater performances. Why choose Game Time? Well, here's why. You get instant access to last-minute tickets. You jump on those surprise opportunities with exclusive deals you won't find anywhere else. Unbeatable prices. Experience more for less. Enjoy amazing discounts and save big on your next adventure. And they provide a user-friendly experience. Their sleek, intuitive app makes discovering and purchasing tickets as easy as pie. And they offer a wide selection of events, from the biggest games, you know, the Rangers versus Astros, to the most intimate concerts. They've got something for everyone and everywhere. Download Game Time today. Step into a world of incredible experiences. Let's make every moment count. You can download it on the App Store and on Google Play. Excuse me. And of course, before we go, let us know your thoughts in the comments section below. As always, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, as always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see.
This has been the Talkin' Texas Rangers podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the topics we covered by tweeting us at Talkin' TX Rangers or liking us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Talkin' Texas Rangers. As always, thank you for listening and go Rangers!